Sivri Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sivri Bavli, Daf Mem Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis, 9 lines up from the foot of the page, Masnisa Pliga. Masnisa Pliga Ara Biabo, El Zikni Ha'ir, Ze Beistin Shor Shlesha, Hasha'ora, Ze Beistin Shor Esim V'Shlesha. Guma asks a question against Biabo from a Baisa. The phrase El Zikni Ha'ir, to the elders of the city, this refers to a Beistin of 3. Hasha'ora, at the gate, this refers to a Beistin of 23, and this shows that a Beistin of 3 applies for both lashes and money. Pata like Rabbi Meir, the Gemara answers, he explains it like Rabbi Meir, and we take up the next few words in the Gersa. Taman taninan ha'ines ha'mafate v'amritzi shemra v'shloisha, this is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that ha'ines ha'mafate and mritzi shemra are all judged through 3. The chachamim mritzi shemra v'shloisha v'esrim sheyesh bo din nefesh. Chachamim say that mritzi shemra is judged with 23 because it can have capital punishment. Rabbi Mana Amar Benara Morasa Pligin, the Meir Omer Masedes Kzubasa Veshloisha, and Iskeres Veshloisha Veesim. But Mana says they argue about Nara Morasa, meaning Mritzi Shemra, when the husband really wanted to make her lose her Ksuba before he brought witnesses of the Znus. The Meir holds that she loses her Ksuba through 3, and if witnesses of Znus came later, she is stoned through 23. Rechachom Aimim, Mokom Shin Iskeres, Sham Hi Masedes Kzubasa. The Chacham say the place means in a Beis Din of 23, where she's stoned, there she loses her ksuba. But However, Maitzi Shemra, when he brought witnesses of Znus, will agree that, not in the place means the Beis Din of 23, where the witnesses are stoned, there the husband is lashed and gives 100 slain. Rather, he is lashed and pays even in a Beis Din of 3. His punishment is a separate judgment for the witness's punishment. They argue when both possible punishments are against the same person, means she stands to lose her ksuba or be killed. Amalei Rabbi Yosi Rabun, en deloi tanisa, pliga ela b'mritzi shemra pligin. Rabbi Yosi Rabun objected, how can you say that they argue about something that wasn't taught? Rather, they argue about if some case of mritzi shemra means to obligate the husband lashes and 100 slime, but mea oime leke v'noisen mea sela v'shloisha, Ve'edim niskalim b'shoisha ve'esim. The Meir says that he's lashed and gives 100 slime through 3, and the witnesses are stoned through 23. Rabban Amrin, Makom she'edim niskalim, sham habal loike v'noisen mea sela. Rabban says that in the place means in the basin of 23, where the witnesses are stoned, there the husband is lashed and gives 100 slime. Rabban Amrin Marasa, kol ama maidu, she said to b'shoisha sagi. However, Nam or Asa all agree that 3 suffices to make her lose Ksuba. Asa b'mana could be Zera, or Debyesi b'bun, Rabbi Abo. But Mana holds that 3 can judge the husband, like Rabbi Zera, who says that there are 2 judgments, and Debyesi b'bun holds that the Chum required 23 to punish the husband, is like Rabbi Abo, who says that it is 1 judgment. La'ila min abal loike v'le neisen me'asela ad yeskulu ha'edim. The Bible says we never find that the husband is lashed or give 100 slime until his witnesses are stoned. Knas emasayu mischayev, when is he liable to pay the fine? Rabbi Yonah Amar b'seif, Rabbi Yonah says it's at the end when the witnesses are sentenced to be stoned. Rabbi Yosi Omer Mishar Rishona, and Rabbi Yosi says a different answer, it's from the beginning when his witnesses were proven to be false, and the vice means until they are proper to be stoned. Neisu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yonah, Hadatech Tatema, the safe leke v'noisen me'asela v'gimel v'edim miskalim v'yichof gimel. Rabbi Yosi asked Rabbi Yonah, according to you that you say at the end, why does the Baisa say that he is lashed and gives 100 slime through 3 and the witnesses are stoned through 23? This shows that he is liable before the witnesses are liable. I'm Rabbi Mana, afilo al Rabbi Yosi, you say Rabbi Asya Mekshaya, commander ama edim v'imimim sichim asaya, v'lai hissa bahem leke v'noisen me'asela b'shloisha va'edim sh'einam niskalim b'shloisha ve'esim. The Mana asked the question, is it difficult even for Rabbi Yosi Rabun, my Rebbe? According to the opinion that edim zemimim must be warned, if they weren't warned, it's not possible to kill them, so he is lashed and gives 100 slime through 3, and the witnesses are not stoned through 23. Whereas the Baisa above said that the husband is never lashed or give 100 slime until the witnesses are stoned. Amar Rabbi Avmari, Man Dama Dukein. Rav Mari answered, who said that this is so? Means according to the opinion that Edom Zomim must be warned. If they were not warned, since we cannot kill them, also the husband is exempt. Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, she said, Moti Shemra al Hayesema Pater. Rav Yosi Chanina said that if one was Moti Shemra on an orphan girl, then he's exempt. Amri Rabba bar Mamal, Machlekes, Rav Yosi Aglili, Bam Kubi Kiva, Yeshla Knas, Vaknasa, Shel Adzma. Rav Mamal said that Tanaim argue about this, it's like Rav Yosi Aglili, but according to Rav Kiva, there's a fine for her, and the fine belongs to her. Amri Rav Yosi Masnisa Amakain, Ein la pesach beisa av, v'lo me'asela. Rav Yosi brings a support from a Mishnah. If a woman converted with her daughter, she has no execution at her father's doorway and no fine of 100 slime. V'leke se mihi, is a convert not like an orphan girl? Since the Tana needed to teach that a convert has no fine, it implies that a real orphan has a fine. Rav Imi, Rav Yishua ben Levi, Treyan Amrin, Hamayfi Shemra, Alakatana, Potter. Rav Imi, Rav Yishua ben Levi said that one who was Moshe Shema on a minor is exempt. Amar Rav Yehoshua, V'yeus, Eile Gedoyle, La Yishula Hesuba, Shema, Klum, Hi, Ukatana, Shehesuba, Ke Gedoyle, Shula Hesuba. Rav Yishua gave a support and he said, this is correct. An adult who was not warned, is this anything? Since she cannot be killed, the woman says cannot be killed, therefore also the husband is exempt. A minor who was warned is like an adult who was not warned. V'yideyu Rav Hamnuna, v'shem Rav Adar v'achva, la'olam eina mekademes lebeis haskila ad shitei nara v'shas hitzal. Rav Zera quoting Rav Hamnuna, quoting Rav Adar v'achva said, she is not stoned unless she is a nara at the time of hitzal when she is taken out to be killed. My time, what's the source? V'yitziyu anara abitach beisa avia, the answer is, the prophet says, and they will take out the girl to the doorway of her father's house. Baha Tani Rabbi Chia Zinus Oded Beis Avia Shavogwa Hitzialeh Shema Hu Ein Alikeh Ve'Einai Nesen Ve'Asela Ela Oihi Oizamea Magdimin LeBeis Haskila. Rabbi Chia brings the Baisa as a question: if she was Mezaneh in her father's house and after Bagwas he was Moti Shema on her, he does not receive lashes and does not give 100 slime. However, she or her zomimim, means if the witnesses of Eznus were disproved, they go promptly to the place of stoning. Masnisa, pliga, al ba'ada ba'achva, ishunigma dinai ubarach, ba'achakach, hikif zakanakatachtain. We bring a second question against the ba'ada ba'achva from the Mishnah. If someone had a final verdict to be killed for being a din of ben seyo or moira, the wayward child, and he fled, and after his lower beard filled out, means after this Ibn Sayyamura is exempt, even so here he is stoned. Tamana Jochalan Mameima Vaitsiu is a Nara, should say, Yeslach Mema Hacha Vaitsiu Isa Isaben. I think my answer is there, but to Shemma you can say that Vaitsiu is a Nara, they will take out the girl, teaches that only a Nara is stoned because it's extra. It could have said Vaitsiu Oisa. Here, Ben Sayyamura, can you say so from Hoitziyu Oisai, it doesn't say Es HaBen, just through one who passed the age.